Let's hope we have a stronger and better day today. Although I must accept some of the blame on myself. My mind is a little bit tarud because it's approaching wedding, so maybe out of shape a bit, but let's try. Amen, amen. But nonetheless, Yishev had that, one needs. So.
But you say Kriya Shema regularly.
You're right, even that is suffering. I must tell you, you know, it is very, very weak and frail human beings. Very weak. It's amazing what it takes to keep yourself going. I mean, the Rambam says that. If you have a headache.
Right.
If you're not in perfect shape, Yev Shar is what he says. What are we going to do? That's what you would think. So why does it say Yev Shar?
Yev Shar is for the ordinary person.
So I was going to start the tape over again, but now. Okay, today is 30 days in the Omer. Woo! And today's daf is Daf Chof Beis. And we got up to Mai Chanukah, Daf Chof Aleph on the Beis, the famous Gemara, Mai Chanukah, what was the Nes of Chanukah all about? How did it get there? As Rashi says, Al Eze Nes Kav Uha. What was the reason for the Takana of Chanukah? Well, first we quote our Megillat Ta'anit. This is the standard nusach of all of the days. In the Megillat Tanit, it always says the date, and then it says the number of days that the event goes on, and it says the halacha. Dulola mispeid bahon. Now, here the Gro takes out the next word, dulola hita'anot bahon. There are some days in which Megillat Tanit prohibits Ta'aniyot, but allows hespedim. Over here, it's delola mispod bahon. There is no point in saying delola hitanot bahon because you're not even allowed to be lehispeid bahon. Therefore, the normal girsa in the Megillat Ta'anit would say either if it's a hesped type yom of the Megillah or it's a no ta'anid yom in the yom of the Megillah. To say both of them is redundant, and the grund it removes delola hitanot bahon. And the Ma'aseh Shehaya, which follows, again, this is a matter of format. The entire Megillat Ta'anit is formatted in precisely this way. Shekeshenichnesu Yevanim Lahechal, Timut Kol HaShmanim Shebeichal. The Yevanim came in, they were Metame everything. Ukeshegavram Malchut, I mean, it's not that they were particularly intent on being Metame, but the very fact that they would even move something, come in contact with it, would be metamiyit, because we were gozer that they should all be tmeim. Remember, they didn't have a zog. Even if it's, that's a problem. So even if it's sealed, in moving it, it would be now musat budazov, would be tamei, which is why the parshat of pshat in the neis in which it was sealed and so on is not sufficient. But we have to say that it was sealed in the ground, and it was with nikr that it hadn't been bothered. But otherwise, the seal per se wouldn't have helped it. V'kishegavram malchut beit chashmonai v'natzchum, when they won against them, batku v'lo matzu el pach echad shel shemen shehaya munach b'chotamo shel kohen gadol. And as Tosfos says, the assumption is that the gezerah of Zavim was already there, and therefore we have to say munach means munach underground, so it was clear that there was no hasata. V'lo haya bo ala la'adlik yom echad na'aseh bo neis v'idliku amenu shmone yamim. Lishana Acheret, a year later, they recognized that they needed to make a Korah of the Nes, and Kava'um Eva'asa'um Yamim Tovim, not literally Yamim Tovim, but Yamim Tovim in terms of the Halel V'Hoda'ah. That means it's not Yamim Tovim and Halel V'Hoda'ah. It's a Yom Tov only in terms of this Halacha, but the other Dinim of Yom Tov, Yisr Malacha, or even Chiyuv of Sa'uda, are not included in Asa'um Yamim Tovim. Now, Tnan Hatam, Geitz HaYotzei Mitachat HaPatish, V'yatza V'yizik Chayav. Normally, if a person is working on welding something and he accidentally puts something on fire, V'yatza V'yizik, he would be Chayav. Gamal Shetaun Pishtan, V'ovir B'rshut HaRabim, V'nichasa Pishtano L'toch HaChanut, V'dalka B'neiro Shel Chenvani V'idliket HaBira, Ba'al HaGamal Chayav. So here we have a store that has some lights in the doorway, and there's a fellow walking by with an overloaded camel. The pishtan on the back of the camel gets into the doorway and gets lit, and because of that everything gets burned down. It's the owner of the gamal, who basically is the owner of that ish, la halakha, and he's chayav. On the other end, he puts out an advertising sign, and it's in a place where people can actually come in contact with the Rishut HaRabim, so then the chenvani is chayav. And it's on this, and this is the sole mention of the din of Chanukah in the Mishnah Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'ner Chanukah patur. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, it's patur. Those who are fascinated by what this whole story has to do with Chanukah are welcome to read a marvelous book on Chanukah, which in which this is muzbar in a very beautiful way. Omer Ravina, zot omeret, ner Chanukah mitzvah l'anicha betoch asara. From here it's clear that the mitzvah must be to have Ner Chanukah in a place where it would be betoch asara, which is we've already saw earlier that betoch asara, in other words, within 10 tefachim is already a shir in which you're in the Rishut HaRabim. Because Isar Kedai B'Lamala Mi'asara, if you're going to tell me that you could actually put the Ner Chanukah higher, so then why in the world was the Chenvani allowed to put his Nercha? So you told me, okay, Nercha, Ner Mitzvah. But was it a mitzvah to put it there? I mean, he should have put it in a way where it wouldn't have caused damage. You could still be Yotzi and Ner Chanukah. So Leimaliya, Yalachala Michael, Mala Migamal Barokho, why didn't you put your Ner above the normal height of a passing truck? So now every time somebody passes by, they have to worry about it. You should worry about it. You're telling it's a mitzvah, or you could be out to your mitzvah that way. Once we see already that there's no din of telling the man you have to put it above the size of a normal passing truck, so we understand that that must mean that the shear is that it has to be on a level, which we've already seen is considered to be the level of the extended rishus, so the rishus are having vis-a-vis rishuyes. And in terms of what it is that people see and walk by, so maybe that's the mitzvah l'chatchila? Well, not necessarily. I mean, maybe there's not even a mitzvah, but dilmi mitrichna la'tuva atilim nuyim mitzvah. Maybe the point over here is that we basically gave a zoning halacha, that you're allowed to put it low, not because there's an inyan badafka mitzvah to put it low, but because if we don't allow people the advantage of doing a mitzvah easily and not have to worry about the legal consequences of putting their menorah outside, and they may end up not simply not doing it. It's a lot of tircha, getting up on a ladder and putting up a holder for menorah and so on. So it's certainly possible that we made it a chiyuv on the people in the street to take care of themselves in order to be more mefarsim in the mitzvah, but not because there's an inyan that it should be dafka l'mata mi'asara. Although, of course, that's how we pass it. So we can't bring a raya from this halacha in the Mishnah. Omer Rav Kahana, Dorash Rav Natan Bar Minyume Mishmei de Rabbi Tanchum, Ner Shel Chanukah, Shinicha L'Ma'ala Me'asrim Ama, in terms of the Chiyav, okay, say maybe it would be a Chiyav B'tok HaSorah. Your Yod say if it would be higher. But if it's above 20 Amot in height, then, in the same way that we know that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amot is possible because you don't notice that you're sitting in a sukkah because of the immense height of the ceiling, your eye is not drawn to look up. The same thing would be true if you have a mavui that needs to be hukshar to carry in it. So we know we put up a koraz, a heker, that this is a separate resource. The heker is above 20 amot high. It's unnoticeable, and therefore, by definition, not a heker. The idea of a heker is to be nikar. So, therefore, if the idea of Chanukah is pirsum hanes, that's central to all of Chanukah, to put it in a place where people will notice it is not pirsum. And therefore, by the same token that we find the psul of sukkah and mavui, we also find the psul of the dinim of Ner Chanukah. The Omer of Kana, Derash of Natan Bar Minyomi Mishmeder of Tanchum, a further drasha by the same mandiyama, is the ma'idichtiv habor reik in bo mayim. If it says that they threw Yosef into a bor, I mean, mashmash nema habor reik in yodesh in bo mayim, It says it was an empty bowl, so we may have to be able to mind. Either it's empty or it's not empty. Therefore, must become it's only empty in terms of contents, but there's a lot of creepy, dangerous things down there. And what this has to do with the previous mimer, again, I refer you to this marvelous book that explains the whole thing at, unfortunately, great length.
This is more like, what about the chapters? We get the chapters, too, of each of these?
No, that's the problem. The book is all interrelated, you see. It's an all or nothing kind of issue. That's the problem.
The simple shadows are the same.
Yeah, obviously. Omar Rava. Everybody recognizes that this is Bechubur. Everyone recognizes that this is Bechubur. Everybody goes out of the way to try to figure out how it's Bechubur. First of all, even when we make Mamorim of the same guy, we never have all the Mamorim of the same guy. There's always many miflasim in the level of construction of the Gemara. So
really?
When one sees them, one is actually rather staggered by the immense complexity that went into the Aricha of the Gemara and how it is that things are interrelated on so many different levels. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, because the things that appear to be only agav because of this turn out to be central because of that, or introductory because of that, and it's always just sort of agav, like it's just happening. These are complete patterns that are occurring in total randomness as far as any particular structure that you can make out, and yet it's always perfectly structured no matter what level you go to. So the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that reading through the Gemara, it's quite clear that it had to have been done up in Ruach HaKodesh. This is the report, it's Nikr, Mitov Tiksav. It's not normal. Sorry, yes.
No, it's saying that people who live on the 20th floor.
Ah, this is a very serious problem. It's not for nothing that people jump off of tall buildings. It's when they start getting into these shilas, it's just...
So you can see
there's a question, Hadar Ba'aliyah. It comes to a point in which maybe you should be Matlik Bifanim. But I suppose we can wait until Hanukkah to deal with these issues, and hopefully in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh we won't get to that point, and we'll expand Ad Damesek. We need a lot more extra land.
Actually, we used to walk down the street and look up at all these things to see where they were lit.
Uh-huh.
And we'd see them on all floors going up and down. So there was a...
This is in Chicago or in New York?
No, in New York.
In New York.
No, but you guys were in Finland, right? If you're there in December, you see the electric fedoras they put on their
altars?
Yes, actually. They had this crazy... They had it on the internet.
I asked this old lady who was 80 or already.
It's wild.
Where did you get this from? She said, no, but we've been doing it ever since I was little, she said.
Yeah.
All of them.
All through Scandinavia.
Yeah?
Have they traced it?
They're sure it has nothing to do with it.
Never heard of that.
For how long?
During December.
I think during the month of December.
Yeah.
Omar Rav, Nerchaluka mitzvah l'anicha b'tefach asamucha l'petach. Because of the fact that the presumi nisa is that the ner should be mechubar to the ishu beitor, in other words, we need to know that it's this individual who went out of his way to show his commitment to Hanukkah. So we want to put, if you're talking about the chotzer, you're talking about in Rishut HaRabim, Rashi kedarko, Tosfos kedarko, or I mean even Rashi in a case where the petach opens up directly into Rishut HaRabim, of course it's moded that that's where we put it. If it's further than a tefach, it isn't clear that it's necessarily from this individual. It might just be people doing it together. It might be a street lamp. So, Mamela, we make it bedavka next to your doorway. On what side of the door? Because after all, miyamin is always choshev. Shmuel says, Shmuel Yidivti Omar, Mismol, because Yochata Mismol, Kadeshe Nerchanukam Mismol, or Mizuzami Yamin. In order to have you're surrounded by mitzvot as you come on, it makes sense to have the Nerchanuka on the opposite side of the mezuzah, which is always there with for you.
And you have Yerim.
Yes, very, very common. Omer of Yoda, Omer of Asi, Asula Hartzot Ma'ot, Keneged Mechanuka. You mustn't count your money. Once again, I refer you to that marvelous book that explains why Bedavka money are we talking about, what that has to do with the Mechirat Yosef and the Machloket and so on and so forth, all connected to previous sugi as well. But the Shaila is, Lahalokha, among the Rishonim, is this a din, as the Balamor suggests, in any Tashmish of Chol, which does not require Iyun, and therefore, the Shaila is, what about the question of whether it's also Lishtarmish Lohar or Mutter Lishtarmish Lohar, and how all of a sudden we're just ignoring that? We just had all discussion yesterday. Are you allowed to use the light of the Chanukah menorah? Now you're telling me that you mustn't use the light of the Chanukah menorah for counting money and for other things, yes. Or is this based on a psak that mutter l'shtamish l'ora, but there's some things that are mevuzer to be l'shtamish l'ora? There's a number of different approaches here. There's some, indeed, among the Rishonim who learn that we're talking about dafka counting money because it's a complete tashmish d'chol, using your kedushas, even if I would say that it's mutter l'shtamish l'ora, but not for something, it's just completely secular. It should have some shaykhis to it. Your needs at the time that are nageh the menorah. Others learn that this is only a simen, in other words, something common, but which doesn't require a tremendous iyun in it, and therefore they learn from here that actually, in general, you'd be able to use the light in the Ner Chanukah for things that don't require iyun, if it's just barai. In other words, irregardless, even if it's utterly lishtamish lohar. You certainly would be allowed to walk through the room even though the only light is the Chanukah menorah and it's saving you from stumbling. That's a light use, excuse the pun, and it's something that's about right. It's not that I'm sitting here in the room using it, I have to be going by. However, nonetheless, that type of thing, which is also a getter of bizoyan for the Ner Chanukah, that you shouldn't do. That's another approach. Others learn that on the contrary. We see from here, mutter l'shtamish lohar. And that it's only something which is specifically like this that you wouldn't do. Who's to say bichlal that it's even talking about using the light of Chanukah? Maybe connected to Ner Chanukah. Maybe even if I have a shamash, I shouldn't do it because it's a bizoyan to the Ner. It's a completely different issue.
The Hatzot is means literally to count, or is it something else? What does it literally mean?
We use the same word for giving a lecture. In other words, to spread things out and to show what it is that you've got. But it's a term that generally
display.
It's obviously not for purposes of display, but laying it out. Laying it out usually when it comes to money is in order to, you put your nickels in one place, your dimes in the other place. It's what the bus driver does with his little toy. And when I said this to Shmuel, he said to me, what the heck, v'chiner kedusha yesh b'arisen? There's no holiness in a lamp that you have to be careful how you treat it. Again, issue apparently clearly seems to imply that there's some question of bizoyan of the kedusha. In order to say otherwise, you have to stretch it a bit. Maskevar of Yitzhak, I don't understand what you're asking. The fact that I don't disrespect a mitzvah has something to do with kedusha? I can ask you the same question. The chidam kedusha yeshvar. That guy shechts. You tell me there's holiness in the blood. The Torah says nonetheless v'shafach v'chisa. By putting it together in that way, it's telling me b'mash shafach yichase that you should use your hand to do kisui hadam. Normally, a person is mechase when he's in the dirt. He doesn't bend down and take dirt. He uses his foot. He kicks over some dirt on something. If you have something that's on the ground, you don't bend over and move the dirt over with your hand. When it comes to this halacha of the dam of so then it says mishafachet v'mavichiso. That means you should use your hand to be mechase. Shelo yechasena berega. Why not? Not because of kedusha, but shelo yu mitzvot b'zuyot alav. That means that the Torah is telling me a halacha of how to treat mitzvot, from which, the extreme result of which, brought by many, when I say Hasidus, I mean movement of Hasidus, but Svarim the Reisik, and how to go beyond the letter of the law, So there were some who were noyed to wear particularly begodim noyim when coming to do any specific mitzvah, which of course we still do for a very special occasion, where we rarely have an opportunity to do such and such a mitzvah. So you dress specially for the occasion, also because of this halacha. So, the idea of here not using the Ner Chanukah for purposes of counting money is a din in the covet of the mitzvah, and certainly not to do a pula which is mavaz in the mitzvah. Bo mi name Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We're bringing this in because we ultimately get back to Chanukah, although, of course, there are profound interrelationships between Sukkah and Chanukah anyway. Anybody who thinks about that notes it immediately. But what's the halacha of sipuk minoye sukkah koshiva? Are you allowed to use the decorations that you put up on your sukkah during the 7 days of Sukkot? Omar Lehi, Sir Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered, they said you're not allowed to use your Ner Chanukah for money. Why would you be allowed to use your noye sukkah for something else that's not for the tzorach of the mitzvah of sukkah? Rabbi Yosef heard this, he simply was astounded. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Morid Avram, Lord of Abraham, what kind of nonsense? Toli Tanya b'dalo Tanya. Can you imagine? Somebody asks a question in which there's a direct and immediate source for. So in order to prove the thing that has the immediate source, you go and you find something that doesn't really have a source to show it. It must be the same as the thing that doesn't have the source. I mean, I don't know what's happening to the world. Toli Tanya, but a low Tanya. Yeah. Sukkah Tanya. There's a braita that tells us what the din is of Sukkah. Chanukah, low Tanya. It's just that we had a minor about the not being Maratza Moshe. Could bring a raya from a Shemaitata to something that appears in a braita. I mean, I know we're really going downhill. Next thing you know, I mean, people bring a raya from a Reb Chaim Brisker to a Gemara. Don't tell me you've heard such things. It's the practice today to bring rayas to psukim from the Gemaras. That's the only place the people ever saw. So where do we see this? The sukkah was Tanya. The Tanya. Sichachak yel chata. Somebody puts up his schach properly, and then he's ma'atra. He makes it beautiful, crowns it, bikramim, with ribbons, or sadirima mitsuyarim, or pretty sheets. The talabo, and he hangs on the sukkah egozim, afarsakim, shkedim, rimonim, parchile anavim, atarot shel shibolim. We really should have had some Tu B'Shvat plates out this morning. This is getting almost impossible to read without salivating here. Yenot and shmanim and silatot, asurli istapek v'em. You can't, even though it's out there begging to be eaten, you can't eat it. You can only look. Don't touch. Ad matzo yom tov acharon shel chag, and if you made a tanai, the tanai being, as the Gemara explains over there, not I don't want the halach of muktzah to be chal on me. The tanai being any bodel mehem ko ben hashmashot. So I don't allow the day to be chal at the time that it's already noyei sukkah. So I'm not making noyei sukkah yet, so therefore it never becomes muktzah mitzvah. Okay, akol lefi tanai. Oh, if you made a tanai. Therefore, he should have, on the contrary, you want to bring a raya to Chanukah from Sukkah, not from Sukkah to Chanukah. I mean, you really got your drabonas and the raisas mixed up anyway over here, huh? So the shayla is, what's the real mocker? Elam Rav Yosef, the mocker of them all. The mother of all, oh dear me, it's the father, isn't it? Avuan de Kulo, the mother of all these halakas is Dam. But the only one that it says in the Torah, v'shafach v'chisa, is Dam. There we learn out the din, how to treat Sukkah, and from there we can apply it to Chanukah as well. But it's certainly, the mocker, as we saw earlier, is in terms of the limud from the pasuk. Now the mashma'ut from this Gemara, as Tosus points out, is rather problematic, because over here, it's comparing the din of noyei Sukkah to the halacha of Dam, by v'shafach v'chisa, or to the din of menorah. I mean, that's mashma, that the basis of the yisur is bizui mitzvah. Whereas anybody who learns sukkah knows that it talks over there about kisui, that it's mukta for its mitzvah. So I understand. I mean, it's a completely different sugyet. All halacha of the Tanai is in order to prevent the haktzah mitzvah from being chal, setting it aside for a mitzvah. So Tosfos explains what the truth is. There's no din of mukta during chol hamoed. Right? I mean, so the din of mukta wouldn't have told me the halacha that I can't use these things during chol hamoed. On the other hand, bizoy mitzvah. Bizoy mitzvah is a bizoy mitzvah. Not to use it for something that's not a bizoyan. It certainly doesn't prevent me from taking it for some other nice purpose. But we are not allowed to use it at all. It's just the two dinim actually complement each other. That because there's halacha bizoy mitzvah ritual, and there's also haktzah for that mitzvah, the two now reinforce each other so that kol shiva becomes a concept of huktzah l'mitzvah for any other use because many uses are direct bizoy. Alright. Fascinating idea. Precisely how such a mechanism would work, but at least we're not left with the problem between the two circuits. Itzmar. Now that leads us to a fascinating question about the relationship of bizoy of the mitzvah to uses for the purpose of the mitzvah itself. Because, I mean, if you consider, you want a light, this happens very, very often, you want a light. You lit your Hanukkah menorah, one of the neighbors blows out. What you want to do, and what you almost do naturally without thinking, you take the candle, light it from the one that's lit, you know, your shamash, and you move it over to the other one when something blows out. But I mean, then the fact is that I'm using a light of Hanukkah to light something that isn't directly the mitzvah of it. I mean, is that too a bizoyan, or do I say since I'm in the middle of doing my hadlokas menorah? This is what the next piece involves. Itma. Rav amar in madlikin miner l'ner. So Rav says you cannot light one Hanukkah light from another. V'shmol omer madlikin. You can indeed. In a similar way, Rav amar in matirin tzitzit mi beged l'beged. Seems to be only very, very generally interrelated. V'shmol amar matirin mi beged l'beged. You're allowed to take out tzitzit from one beged, put it into another beged. Rav amar in alachak Rav Shimon b'grira. We know, and here is our next famous, this is our third famous machlokas in this Masechta between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda machlokas, of course, the fourth very famous machlokas, which we only get to on Daf Lag and Lamed Gimel, is the machlokas that led to Lag BaOmer, which is the dependent on this machlokas, and that was Rabbi Shimon, it was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of course, and Rabbi Yehuda were arguing about what it is that the Romans accomplished in the world. And that led to the whole running away and getting into the Mara and so on. That was the other sugya, and it's very dependent on this machlokas. The first machlokas that we had about Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda was... What were you saying? The first one that we had, I'm not saying in the order that it occurred in history. Thank you. Malacha she'inat zicha l'gufa. What's the halacha? By the story of Yotzei Achayat, which we ended up, and the Kis Shalzav, we ended up getting to that shaila at the bottom. So that was number one. Number two, we had just the past couple of days we were talking about. Mukta, there you go. Which also incorporated halacha about nolad, mashkim azavim, right? Not related to zav, but just remember the different sugyas. And the third one, very important one, is the din of a davash eno mitkabel. And here the classic case is a guy needs to get a bed over from one side of the room to the other side of the room. Is he allowed to drag it on Shabbat? Very often he may hit a soft place in the floor, in which he's going to make a furrow. If you make a furrow outdoors, it has a dinim charisha. If it's indoors, it has a dinim binyan. And therefore, we should answer it. However, since it's not your intent, and it's not necessarily going to happen, therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, it's not a problem. Because it was not what you were mechaven to do, you have no interest in making furrows, and therefore, it's mutter. So in this thing, halachic Rabbi Shimon b'grira, Rabbi Shimon, who always goes down on the gentle side, And in this case as well, says mutter. In the case of a, let's not get confused, Rabbi Shimon never said mutter by a malokah in Tzrichah L'Gufa, he said potter. But over here it says mutter, and it's a good thing he says mutter, because if not, you wouldn't be opening your refrigerator on Shabbat, since you cause it to go on. The only reason that we have refrigerators that we can use is because Rabbi Shimon is mutter, Dover Shem is coming. It's not my intent in opening the door to turn on the fridge. Sometimes it may turn on the fridge, but, you know, that happens with Mita as well.
Would you wait to...
It came with the new refrigerator, came with the booklet.
Refrigerators are not, they work on different systems now. You have to know each one. Instead of the principles, here's the this. You don't have to worry this one. This one you can.
Does that come with the GEs or with the Amanas? GE has a Shabbos button.
In the oven has a Shabbos mode. Sharp,
the Sharp has a little switch also on
the. You're kidding. That's fantastic.
When the thing's going.
Well, the fan is a problem because unavoidable.
The fan
that they attach to the switch, right. The light switch, yeah. that's not a Dover Shana Miskami, but it's a Psikresh, as we'll see later. But okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. I'm out of my depth, so getting back to our Gemara. Omar Abaye, you should... Oh, and of course the reason that that's Nogea, the Dinim of Lag BaOmer, which are Boyim Alein Latova, is because of my focus, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, about Lag BaOmer, was precisely this machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, this is incredible what these guys have achieved. I mean, look at this road system, and look at the sanitation, and so on, the markets, Wall Street, it's amazing. Where would we be without all of this? Comes along Rabbi Shimon and says, and so something good happens to come of it, doesn't accrue to them. It's exactly this machlokas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Shana Miskavin is also your chayav, in which case it means that's your achievement of malacha in creation. Before, so if you want to know what has Rome achieved, it's achieved all these things, but it was Eina Miskavin. So on Shabbos you'd be chayav, obviously, therefore that implies that's the nature of Asiyah Bechol. That's included. Right? So very topical indeed. Okay? So it says Abaye, you should know that Rabba, Kol Mili Demar Ovi Karavi, always paskin like Rav, except in these three things. Levar Mihami Klat Ovi Kishmuel. He went with Shmuel, and that was the, he went with Madlika Miner Laner, Matirin Labeget, Mibeget Labeget, Alokra Bishimim Begrera. To Tanya, what is the Alokra that we're referring to, Begrera? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gorer Adam Mitaki Seves Avsal, a person can drag across a floor a piece of furniture, Ubilvad Shaloyit Kavit Masot Charitz, as long as it's not his intent to make a furl. Yosif Ahumir Rabbonin Kamehir Rabbat Abarava, the Yosif Ekaomar, there was a certain member of the yeshiva that was sitting in front of Rabbat Abarava, and he was explaining why it is that Rav held that you cannot be Madlik Miner Laner, and he said time at a Rav Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. It's a complete part of the sugya we just had, continuation of the din that we learned from Dam. You don't light from one candle to another candle because it shows a lack of respect for the burning Hanukkah candle, which is itself being Osik B'Mitzvah, so to speak. So in saying that, Amar Lahu, saying that, Ravana Barava overhears him saying it, and he shouts out to the Beit HaMidrash, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, lo tatzitule, don't pay any attention to that guy. He's wrong. Time in the Ramishum to come, Makhish Mitzvah. Rav's problem is in the fact that you are making the mitzvah a little bit weaker, because as you put your other candle next to the flame, it darkens a little bit for a moment, and it appears to be drawn to something else, and so you're weakening the mitzvah. But if in fact you wouldn't have been causing any apparent change in the nature of the burning there, Bezer mitzvah is not the problem. Not Kamina between them. I mean, what's the difference, really? Might be now, there's a very big difference. Suppose you're lighting the next Hanukkah Ner directly. Not that you're lighting with a, you want to light the toothpick or whatever you're taking from one to the other. You take the other Ner and you bring over the Ptilah to the next Ptilah and you light it. How about that? I mean, I can't say it's a bizoyan of the mitzvah to use it for the very same mitzvah that it's doing. On the contrary, you're increasing the mitzvah, you're using it for the mitzvah. So over there, Magya, maybe Shum Bizri mitzvah, I mean, there's no problem of Mishraga Lashraga, and therefore Mishraga Lashraga Madlik. You could certainly light from one lamp directly to the next. Whereas Magya, maybe Shum Akushin mitzvah, the problem over here is darkening the mitzvah that is burning now, and making it appear that you're drawing off the flame and some fuel into the wick that you're touching to it. So there, Enochinami, that would be Usr as well. Nasir of Avya. Sela Shel Masana. Actually, the Rambam clearly did not have the gears of Sela Shel, but rather just Maaser Sheni. He learns it's talking about Peyot of Maaser Sheni, and therefore the Gra takes out the word Sela Shel, which apparently were not in the earliest gears out. In Shoklin Kenegdo Dinrei Zahav, you cannot use a given weight of a Sela or a fruits of Maaser Sheni to put on a scale to weigh other coins against, even where the purpose of such weighing is in order to have coins to be mechalel more maaser sheni. So certainly you're not being mevazed, you're using it for the same tzorech. Afilu chalel alav maaser sheni. I don't know how you want to look at this, because I don't see how this is going to work out if we learn the sugya according to the way that it includes kinsa. If you tell me, you're going to tell me the actual machlokus of Rabbi Shmuel was in fact even from one ner to the next ner. Yeah, that's the same issue we have over here. One coin for another coin of the same mitzvah. Ner, l'ner. And the reason that we have the machlokus is basically because of the Akhushe mitzvah. But they never were discussing a kinsa. Maybe even Shmuel, who was matir, was only matir, miner l'ner, and that he himself would agree that there certainly would be a bizoyan involved to take a ner chanukah and to light your oven with it. And so by the same token, to take the ner chanukah and to light another match or something in order to light a ner chanukah, that too would be awesome. Okay, so then this is no problem. It's saying it's awesome over here, because that's the same thing as the Hanukkah menorah through the kinsa. And that it's not a problem, even though it's a tzorach mitzvah, but it's nonetheless viewed as awesome. So halot abit yufta, then there's no problem of this. But if you're going to tell me that actually Shmuel held that there's no problem even in kinsa, I mean, it's certainly as good as a kinsa, no? So how to have it to yufta? I mean, you're telling me, well, I mean, that's not exactly mishraga l'shraga, because right now it's cool in the money. You want to use it. Fine, that's the same thing as taking a match, and a kinsa is like a toothpick. So you take a match, light it with the candle, l'tzorech the use for the menorah. Same thing you're doing over here. You take a coin, trying to find out how much it weighs, using Maaser Sheni. Lutzorech Maaser Sheni. But if you're claiming that the machlokas was even in that case, and Shmuel holds it's mutter, then why wouldn't Shmuel hold that this is mutter? So how to have it yufta? Or my rabbi? Well, it's not exactly the same. Because, I mean, what's the point over here? I'm trying to find out whether this is a suitable coin. So suppose I find out it's not a suitable coin. Suppose it weighs too little, doesn't have the value I want. Suppose it weighs too much, and it's too good of a coin to waste on my sashimi that I want to use it for. So, I mean, this is only a possibility of using it for the mitzvah, not the same as the case where you light something in order specifically to use it for the mitzvah. So maybe over here Shmuel would be motor, and that would explain why it's not a Tiyuvtan Shmuel, even if Shmuel normally would have been Matar Kisa, Dinsa. So Gizeirah Hashem Elo Yechavei Mishkelotav. Over here the point isn't to definitely use it, in which case Kamatik Lulachulin, you're going to end up leaving that other coin as a non-Miser Shani coin, and then the whole thing was for naught, and you ended up using your Miser for a thing that was entirely secular. Moshef Rav Sheish says, let's take a look at the mucker of the whole halacha of the menorah. No? I mean, shouldn't we turn to the Beit HaMikdash, which is how the whole sugya began here? We were talking about the Psilot of Shabbos and how the roi for the menorah and the Beit HaMikdash, getting to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and Sukkos, moving back to Sukkos and from Sukkos back to menorah, and here we go. So let's go back to the menorah again and have some fun. Doesn't it say like this? The Torah says, Michutz the parochet ha'idut, that the person, the kohen, is supposed to yarocho to Aaron mi'erev ad boker. Now, the question is, what is the whole point of putting it, Michutz the parochet ha'idut? V'chila orahu tzarech, does God indeed need the light of the menorah? Halo kol arba'im shana, sholchu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Lohu ela laora. The whole time that they were walking through the midbar, to whose light were they walking? Tosu says, I understand. And whose light do you walk to? When we need 40 years in the midbar, what does it have to do with anything? Therefore, clearly, he brings the Medrash over here. Of course, you will also find many of your Muslim too in that wonderful book on Hanukkah, and that was a political announcement. And that is that the Or that we're referring to is the Or Hagonos, because it says that they could walk in the Midbar using the light of the Onan. They were able to look at a thing and see what it contained and so on. So that's part of the Superman vision, which is part of the Re'ya with the Or Hagonos. We're not talking about regular natural light, okay? But I mean, even if you get a title as Menorah itself has elements of the Or Hagonos in it, which is the 36 Neiros, Keneged the Lamed Vav shows that the Or Hagonos was Meshamish and so on. But all 40 years they had that, and God gave it to them. Then what's the point of lighting them? Ella, the point is this. Eduti. That's why it says, L'michutz ha-parochet ha-edut. It's not that we're interested right now in the Edut element of the Mishkan, but rather, the lighting is an Edut. And what is the Edut? Edut to the Baye Olam, Shashchina Shora B'Yisrael. That the lighting of the menorah, we'll see in a moment, shows that the Shechina is present in Yisrael, surprisingly, in precisely the same way it does by Hanukkah. Because what it does by Hanukkah is show that the fuel that is burning is not necessarily constrained by normal physical laws of the fuel, but instead is utilizing all of the energy in the fuel. The same thing was true of the menorah, that as long as Yisrael was on the correct madrega, up until the days of Shimon HaTzadik, then what happened is the Edut, or Marav, Rav explains as a reference to the Ner Ma'aravi. Now the Ner Ma'aravi is a machlokas, what that is, because it really depends how the menorah is arranged. If the menorah runs north and south up against the western part of the Eicha, then the Ner Ma'aravi would have to be the middle Ner, which was bent, the Ptila was bent towards the Ma'arav. It would be further to the a little bit further, and that was called the Ner Ma'aravi. If the menorah ran east-west, then the Ner Ma'aravi, surprisingly, is not the Ner all the way at the end, which would be the furthest Ma'arav as you come in from the east into the Heichal, but would be the second from the end on the east. The reason being, Rashi is Masber, because Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvot. So I can't say that I'm gonna, and we'll see this is the first one that I'm metapo with. I can't go all the way to the end.
That's the first one that would be Ma'aravi.
The first one would be Mizrahi.
No, the first one
first that could be called Ma'aravi, right. And since it says la'alot ner, it doesn't say la'alot nerot. So apparently there was a particular unique ner that's called ner tamid, la'alot ner tamid. One of the lights, therefore, had to burn the whole time, and it was used for the light of the menorah of all of them. And that was the ner ma'aravi. So if that's the case, that ner that was kavua to use all the time, was the ner ma'aravish, and what was unique about it is shenotein b'shemen kimidat chavroteha. It took the same amount of oil that the other nerot took, which was always, they were mechaving enough oil that should burn for the longest nights of the year, and that became the kviut. This is Meirvan Boker, Chatzivuk Shemen. That became the kviut for all year round. The Ner Ma'aravi would burn the entire day with that amount of oil, even though everything else had gone out, and they would use it for relighting the other candle. So that was a miracle similar to the Neis Chanukah. And the Neis Chanukah, which became a Neis, an expression of the menorah, now actually is an extension of the overall din of the Rayash Ashkina Sharav Yisrael, and continued to express the Oragonus in Yisrael.
And
here they have now, the problem is, over here the Neirot don't move. You can't, the menorah had to be Mikshah. If it was Mikshah, there's no way that you can be moving the Neirot to take them one from the other. So if it says, Mimeno Hayam Matriol, so you use the light of the Ner Ma'aravi, now wait a second. That means that we must have taken the light from a burning menorah and used it to light another Ner. So that doesn't make sense not to rob an Amin. I don't care what the reason is, whether it's Mishum Bizri Mitzvah, Kushi Mitzvah. I mean, this sure doesn't make sense, because I would have had to have lit some piece of wood or some other Ner and used it to light the other Ner. So Kasha Bein L'man D'Yoma Mishum Bizri Mitzvah U'Bein L'man D'Yoma Mishum Kushi Mitzvah.
How did they change the
petition? That's a little bit of a machlokus, whether everything was scooped or whether it was connected by a thin piece of gold that was elastic. So, in other words, the lamp itself could be bent.
But they actually had a mayor to change the wick, didn't they? The mayor Maravi also had a wick. If it was burning all the time.
So this is a Lamachokas Rashi and Tosfos, but the mashmaut is that they took it out while it continued to burn, cleaned out the Nair, and then put it back in.
The same wick.
Yeah.
And it continued to burn.
It continued to burn even with that. Again, Tosfos Tainis, I mean, so at that point, it loses its Kedusha, what's the one is Okash, and so on and so forth. But this already is more of a Manofasar, it's not our problem. But the bottom line is, if on some level or another we're able to be modlik with that nair, then how did we do without using a toothpick of some kind? Okay. You know what? Rapop explained to him about Rapop, but how do you know how long the petilot were? Maybe they had very long petilot. So you pulled the petilot. No, it didn't have to be so long. You lit from the one, each one to the one next to it, starting with the nair ma'arav.
And it's still called a bohayam modlik?
Yeah. Because the fire came from it. So you lit the one next to it, you pulled out the petilah a little bit.
It's mamash madlik minel in
it. Yeah. So from the actual ner itself, it's less of a problem. Okay, fine, but still it would be a problem if you hold it's akhushi mitzvah. You're talking about akhushi mitzvah, I can't even do minel in there. That's kasha. Okay, kasha. Shtar finish from a kasha. Okay. My aviyala, sorry. What's the bottom line in terms of our halacha over here by Chanukah? Amar Vuda Breder of Yeshua. Look, I mean, Lamaisa, there's a simple way of determining how we should be knowing. Chazina, I mean, let's take a look, what's the mitzvah? He had lakao sa mitzvah. So then madlikimi derlaner. If you're telling me that the ikar maisa mitzvah is the act of the hadlaka itself, so then there would be no problem of being madlik miner laner, because then it's similar to menorah. That's a Rashi point. If, on the other hand, anocha osa mitzvah, so then you got a problem. So then at the time of that look, you're not doing the Iker mitzvah, because you could light the menorah, let's say, in your house, and then you take the menorah and you bring it outside and set it down the shame menorah. So then that would mean, if you're going to use now something that had already been burning as a menorah, you're outside. You want to use one of the lamps that are already burning as menorah, because munach b'mekamos, and you can't use it for the next one. Are we talking about all the Yermad, Likim and Erlaner on the same day, or two people? One person for the next day? Can you use the Mahadran from the Ikran Mitzvah? Even Madhig and Erlaner? Well, I have one candle burning already. Okay, it was now Yotzimai Mitzvah. Now I want to use it to be Mahadran. And I want to be able to use it for Mahadran? Or does this mean for another guy? We became his Iker mitzvah. This is Nogea Tzitzis. Except not those Tzitzis, but Tzitzis and Akvin and Samimila. Because these three sigyas always go together anyway, because they aim the Tzadik, or aim Tovel Tzadik, and there is Gonos the Tzadik, etc., etc. You know how it goes. Look at that wonderful book. Okay.
Compared to the Menaira in.
There's a lot of problems with this circuit compared. I mean, as the most famous kasha, beautiful kasha, the Menachos Chinuch, we seem to be coming out over here that we would learn it out of the menorah if I'd lark as also mitzvah. But if I'd lark as also mitzvah, the menorah, you have to be madlik it bim komah, because I mean, I lark as menorah. There's the Rambam Baskin, the Firush, that if you take the menorah out of the Heichal, a zara can be madlik the menorah, and then you put it back in, and it's fine. So then you. That's how you go Zadok goes to Mitzvah that way. You obviously learned the whole sugya entirely differently. So Toshma, the Omer Ova, Hayata Fus Ner Chanukah Ba'omed. Guy who's holding the Ner Chanukah. He wasn't Yotze. Why? Because he never set it down in its place. Shvamina Anachosa Mitzvah. Doesn't that prove that the setting it down is the Mitzvah? No, I mean, that could be a completely different issue. I mean, Hatam Haro Elmer Letzorfu the Nakitlahu. The problem over there is that if a guy is holding it, nothing occurred to anybody that it's for Chanukah purposes. They think he's holding a flashlight. So it lacks in the whole din of Pursum and Issa. It's not because something wrong with the Hadlaka that you did. Or Toshma.
By Shabbos, the young person is considered like enough.
I'm not sure whether that's. Are you coming back to Earth?
Yes.
And you want to explain it? You want to talk about that?
Yes.
You want to compare it to the guy who's holding the question of his whole life, whether it's called Akira, Lashem, Mishan, or Lekar?
That is, whether he said so, was holding his hands, and I don't know if more than this.
Ah, that got to be the beginning of our Masechta.
Yeah.
Very nice. Fine. So lechora, we don't have a riot from there. Tashma, the Amar Rava, hidlika bifnim votziya lo asaklu. Guy who lights his chanuk when we're in the house, then he takes it out. Wasn't yotze? Ziyam epishlema hadlakas the mitzvah. Okay, I understand. If you need to do the hadlakas the mitzvah, then hadlakas to be in the place of the mitzvah. You can't light it, and at the time that you're lighting it, you're not going to be yotze because there's no pursuing it. And he's okay, but I'll put it outside later. I'll put it out the window later. When did you do the mitzvah? So then I can understand why he says lo asaklu. You won't be yotzei. But if you're going to tell me that it's the act of setting it down which is the mitzvah, anachalsa mitzvah, so what's the problem? Amai lo asavalo klum. So then who cares? There's no difference, no? Well, maybe that's also because hatanami haroa hu omer letzorcho hu liadlaka. I mean, even if you hold that anachalsa mitzvah, it's the hanacha of the Chanukah menorah. That's also a mitzvah. The guy has a light burning that he's been reading to, and now decides, okay, why don't we turn this into our Chanukah menorah, and puts it outside. Even if you're the hanacha of a mitzvah, it's a hanacha of a Chanukah. Something lit for Chanukah, that's also a mitzvah. So therefore, the guy who sees it will say, what is it? When he's taking his reading light and putting it outside? So maybe it lacks in the din of Chanukah anyway. I mean, the nafkamino over here is something else. Let's say, someone who is not chayiv in the mitzvah, chayr shet v'kotten, Tosfos explains, would be madre. Or chayr shet v'kotten would be minia. Again, that's the question, would you be yotze? You have to have someone who's a bar mitzvah in order to be yotze. Tashma, the Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, ashashit, shaita doleket olechet kol hayom kulo, if you had a lantern that is burning all day long over Shabbos, l'motzei Shabbat. Now Rashi learns that this lamp had been written lit l'chatchila for Chanukah menorah, for Erev Shabbos. So you light it. By the way, many things are not kosher to be lit in a lamp. Let's say to make your borei morei ha'esh v'havdola. Can't make it on a lamp. Can't see it derech zchuchit. You have to see the actual or. From here it's mashpat, there's no such problem with Hanukkah menorahs. And of course the minhag is to light it bedafka behind glass. There is some hutaina that the ikar takana of Hanukkah must have been to light it behind glass. Because otherwise how could you possibly say that the mitzvah zanicha betefach sebucha in the rishus harabim, it'll blow out. So then it turns out you light the menorah in a way that it's not going to burn. It must be that it was included to light it inside of a glass container so that it would be able to burn. It's not shayach to say, therefore, that you wouldn't be yotze. And obviously, our particular brand of Hanukkah menorahs are available at Moriah, with a special hechsher as being the ones that Chazal were metaken. Very similar to Yanav or Esrogim, you can get them only for a very small additional premium.
Why is there no mention?
They come with a free book.
Because it's not a chiyuv, it's just the logistics of it. But it had to have been included in the chiyuv. Mm-hmm. I mean, they couldn't have said, you must light a chanuk menorah without having any glass over it, and put it outside, and expect it to burn. It doesn't make any sense. All right, but in any event, there's clearly a difference between borei ma'orei ha'esh, where I'm talking about the fire, and meiros Hanukkah, where I'm talking about the light. Mm-hmm. When it comes to light, why should I worry about glass? As long as it's transparent. When it comes to borei ma'orei ha'esh, I want to see the esh, not see it through something. Right, but you could tie it that aura you have through the fire, but the aura I just responded to that. I believed you the first time. Honestly, I did. Oh, of the hana is not to the age, but it's the aura.
You have to lift off the glass in order to relight it.
Oh. Serious problem.
No, it's not a problem.
It is a serious problem. What David was asking, although he denies it, but what David was asking is, if you hold that lakayis a mitzvah, since you have to hold the door open at the time that you're madlikid, if you're going to tell me that it has to burn at the time that you're madlikid, so then it wasn't able to burn. So you say, but I'm going to close the door. Ah, but you close the door yet. The closing of the door would be the equivalent of anarcha, but we're not saying anarcha is a mitzvah. Saying Adlaka, I suppose. It turns out Bishas Adlaka, you weren't Yotze. And Bishas, he closed the door, was only Anarcha. So therefore, you can't be Yotze or Chanukah menorah. An excellent point. Because of which, indeed, it is told of the Rabbah Shal Yerushalayim, Rav Diskin, that he insisted that the glass be made in such a way that it doesn't have the door, but rather that you stick your hand in from underneath, to be able to be madlik, so there's no change later, that b'shat hadlaka, the menorah will burn.
The door of the aquarium thing. That's what Rebbe's talking about.
That was the age thing. Of Aquarius, which is clearly no gear in the mitzvah of Kamek anyway.
No, I was talking about the dollar, actually.
I know. I'm just playing with you a little bit. You know. My spirits are high, having just had some of Richie's spirits just from the evening. It lasts for days. So, let's take a look at this raya. This was burning now all day long, from before. It's a veritable ner ma'aravi itself, this lantern. Comes Matzoy Shabbos, what do? You have to put it out. Mechaba umadlika. See, I'm a bishlema hadlakah mitzvah, okay? Sharp. You're going to tell me the mitzvah is to do a rehadlakah. I understand, I'm doing a rehadlakah. But if you tell me hanakah osa mitzvah, I understand, what do you mean, put it out and be madlik? I mean, I have to set it down. Where's my new hanakah? It should say, mechaba, magbiha, menicha, umadlika. Tosha says, wait. So don't, why do you need the mechaba? If hadlaka does a mitzvah, so if since it was written, lit l'chatchila for Chanukah, lift it up and put it down. So Chanukah menorah that I'm not putting down. Therefore, Tosfos times it has to be talking about that it was not lit for Chanukah. It was lit for Tzarek Shabbos. Not like Rashi. Because otherwise, it should, if hanakah was a mitzvah, why would I need a new hadlaka? Besides which, did you never say the bracha of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah? What do you say? Asher Kedushanu Mitzvot Sivanu Lahaniach Neres Chanukah. Never heard such a bracha. Because our bracha is Asher Kedushanu Mitzvot Sivanu Lahadlik Neres Chanukah. Shema Mina Hadlakas Mitzvah. Shema Mina. That proves conclusively that the mitzvah is an act of Hadlakah. And since that's true, Ashta the Amrinan Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Hidlika Cheresh Shoteh V'Katan Lo Asa V'Lo Klum. Someone who's not a Bar Chiyuva cannot do the Mitzvah of Hadlaka. Because, what are you going to say? But I said it down. Yotzei, because the main Mitzvah is the act of lighting. On the other hand, Isha Vadai Madlika, even though you would say, it's a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gorma, so to speak, that was the Chachomim in making a takana always follow the format of the Din D'oraita, and therefore a woman should be pturah miner Chanukah. No, that's definitely not true. The Omer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavot b'ner Chanukah, Shaf Hina Yuba Oto Anes, and Rashi says on two levels. First of all, the Gezerot were against them. I mean, they were supposed to have the night with the hegemon tchila.
First night?
There's a special word for the Latin word for
it.
No, no, there's a Latin word for it. I mean, it was normal all through the Doros.
The night of the signor.
Yeah.
Call it first night in English.
So that's part of the Gezerah against them, so that therefore this was a celebration of them. Furthermore, the next Hanukkah involved a woman. Which the whole story, Yehudit, and that's all part of the name. What are you going to say? They should be pturas from their Hanukkah. They're celebrating, and they're fundamental to the story.
Why does it say they
should be the Yikr.
Right, and then the Yikr.
There's an interesting Chakira of the Briskara, very interesting Chakira, as to, but this is only in the stencils, so it's not for public consumption, as you know. It's only the stencils. It's only from hand to hand. So, there's secret books in the Megillah Storim of the Briskara. Those are more chashuv, or less chashuv, depending who you ask. But in any event, the question is, what's the din of an Eved? Kol mitzvah shayisha chayevet v'Eved is chayev. Ha! So the chakir is like this. Does this mean that there's a special chiyuv on an isha that comes because of the involvement of the isha, in which case it's a din an isha? Or is it that the p'tur of mitzvah, isha, zman gorma, does not apply in this case, in which case it wouldn't apply to anybody? And so on. A different way of understanding.
What is the answer?
You need an answer?
Even if it's not enough.
You have a question. My goodness! All the progress in this universe comes of questions. All of the regressiveness of the universe comes from answers, and you're looking for answers. Terrible. Yeah.
Even if the Eben weren't, but a better might be higher.
Huh?
A woman.
Shifra? Yeah, but no, that only comes from the chiyuv of Eved. You have to first determine what the chiyuv of Eved are. All right, this is one of the minchas chinuchs anyway. You always look at that figure. Huh?
Droit is in your droit. That's the one right of the hegemon.
But maybe it's Spanish.